Gary, congratulations. Your first win of the season, your first goals in the league this season. How satisfying was that?
Yeah, it was excellent. Right from the very first minute, we played with a tempo, we played our way, and we forced Scunthorpe to do a lot of running, a lot of work. And we had two strikers tonight that were unplayable at times and caused them a lot of problems.
One of those strikers was Craig Davis, his first start for you. He scored one and made the other two. You can't do much better than that.
No, you can't. I spoke to him during the week and he's been itching to start and I've had to hold him back. So he's right physically and I felt it was time to unleash him. And he showed how much his power and his pace can hurt teams in this league, and I thought he was excellent.
And he brought the best out of Will Grigg, didn't he?
Yeah, we thought that. We thought his physical presence could provide Will with some more space, which he's maybe not had in recent games, and I think it did that. I think he showed his class with his touch, his layoffs, his movement was excellent. And the two of them together were a real threat for the whole game.
That's a difference in many respects in recent years at Wigan Athletic, having a twin strike force. I think you've got to go back to the days of Jason Roberts and Henri Camara a decade ago. Is that now going to be your settled formation?
No, I think we're fortunate that we've got players that are very adaptable, can play different ways. So tonight it worked. We had watched Scunthorpe and we felt that was the best way to go about it. But Gillingham's a different game, a totally different team. Playing a different way and away from home as well, so we have to kind of see how the boys recover, see how they are on Thursday and Friday and look again to putting a team out that we believe will beat Gillingham.
But if you could play in that kind of positive frame, and I can't think of a player that had a bad game tonight, it's going to be, you've got the momentum going, hopefully.
Yeah, we hope so, but we still know there's a lot of work to be done. It's one game. We know we can get better still. But I think tonight, more than anything for the players, the win was important, to see that what we're doing will work, to see that what we're doing is the best way to go about it. It'll give them a lot of confidence, not just the result, but the manner that we've done it. So hopefully they can use that to progress and keep working and try and get better.
And Gillingham had a very good start to the season.
They are, yeah. I've seen them at Port Vale. They're a very good side. They're big, physical. They cause you problems. Their formation causes you problems. We've got certain players high up the pitch that are a threat, so we'll have to be ready for that.
And for Richard O'Donnell, having conceded two goals in his opening two games, he's now had two clean sheets, so again that breeds confidence in the side, presumably.
It does, yeah, and we've asked a lot of him. We've asked him to play a way that he's probably never done in his career, and he's took it on board, and tonight I thought he was outstanding, and right from the very first minute he set the tone for the team. He told the whole stadium, that their team and our team, how we are going to play, with a composure and a calmness that spread right through the team, and that was great to see.